Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, your top line was terrific in game one. They really weren't together much in phase three, and then David Pastrnak got dinged up in the first round. Are they back in form as a threesome, really, for the first time?
They had a good game the other night. I think, they know they can be better, sharper, but they certainly executed some high-end plays with limited time and space, and that's what they do best. So hopefully that continues to take place. We need their offense. But it's still a little bit early to sort of anoint them where they were simply because of the lack of, kind of minutes they've been able to play together.
Is there something coverage-wise you can capitalize on at the offensive end as this series progresses? You seem to generate a bevy of grade-A looks on Andrei Vasilevskiy in game one.
Yeah, obviously their D are a big part of their offense. So if you can play that well and neutralize that and counter it, take advantage of when they're trapped in deep or if they decide to duplicate in zone to try to kill a play, because they will try to close you off in a hurry. So if you're aware of that, support the puck well. You can certainly get to the net on him, have a couple of guys around. That's what happened in Charlie Coyle's goal. I mean, certainly, a fortunate deflection, but we did have two at the front of the net to their one. So those situations develop through the game. We got to make sure that we see them when they do and then execute the right play when we get that opportunity.
I guess with Tampa's D in mind, let's stay there. How well did you handle defending that group at the offensive end in game one and any adjustments you want to see in that aspect in game two?
Well, clearly Hedman scored two goals, so, you give them credit. They were partial blocks, so good for us to try to get in the shooting lane. But he's active, so is Shat and Kirk. Off the rush, they like that stop-up play when they don't have a chance to go to the net and hit the D coming late, and they're pounding pucks there and looking for second chances and tips. So that's something we've identified that we need to get better at in terms of closing off that lane early. So that play doesn't materialize. If it does, then we need Yarrow to see the puck from that far, because even though they're shooting it from distance, they can shoot it past the goaltender. You can see what happens when there's traffic. So that's one area we've talked about, and then beating them up ice out of our zone play. Obviously, you can't get stuck three low. That's what happened in the round robin, and they ate us up off the rush. So we were better in that area the other night.
Scored a big power play goal from David Pastrnak in the second period in game one, and you've mentioned several times the Jets power play that utilizes three righties down low. What does that open up?
Well, when Krejci starts walking on his forehand, he's a threat to shoot, and then so the defenseman has to play him honestly, and so does the goaltender. There's a little quick forehand play into the bumper to Berge. If you want to give that shot up, it's a quick hitter from the middle of the ice, and we've used that effectively over the years. So I think they're really trying to close that off. And if that's closed off, then you can go through the seam like David did to Pasta for the one-timer, and that's where their D has to be on time to get out there. But if the D's leaving that to go to Pasta, now the last option is Brad in front of the net. You can make a little backdoor play or just chuck it into him and let him get a second chance. So there's three options there, well, four really, that they have to make sure they're on time covering. And then we got to make sure we execute the one that's, they leave open.
With the way that the Bruins are aligned down the middle, assuming that everything remains the same with Bergeron, Krejci, Coyle, Corrali, how can the size and the experience of that center group be an advantage in this series?
Well, I would hope it's an advantage because they're all good players. They all play 200-foot games. Obviously, the top three have bring a lot of offense, so they're a threat every time they're on the ice. And I like Tampa's group. They're a good team for a reason. They're strong down the middle as well. Sorelli is becoming maybe a little bit where Berge was at that stage in his career. Obviously, Braden Point is a threat every time he's on the ice. And they do a good job with now Gordon in the middle of that energy line, and they got a big fourth line. So a lot of similarities in how the lines are constructed now. So, again, I don't think you're an elite team in the National Hockey League if you're not strong down the middle. And I think both of us and Tampa certainly have those attributes in our lineup.
Last thing real quick. In a normal world, Sunday would have been a road win at the Amalie Arena, and now you'd be looking at stealing two on the road in Tampa before heading home for games three and four to sold out TD Garden, because neither team has the weapon of true home ice and what it means to use it or squander it. Does playing in the bubble impact the psychology and urgency in a series?
It's a good question, Judd. I mean, obviously, it's not the same because the crowd can get in there and give you a lift for the home team. Obviously, if you're dragging a little bit, it happens. I mean, people say, well, how could you be dragging? I mean, you could be, little bumps and bruises, a little bit under the weather. Some days you're not always at your best. That's just the way it is. I mean, you want to be. It's playoff time, but it might not be there, and that's where the crowd can lift you up a little bit. And put a little pressure on the other team in those pushes, so to speak, or when the momentum swings the other way. I certainly think it gives a lift. And that's where teams have to do a better job internally and then on the bench. And then the staff has to sort of, help the players through that. But at the end of the day, everybody's a competitor that's here. They've gotten this hard for a reason. So I think it's just a matter of you just go out and play and live and adapt. And I think the players have done a good job with that.
Good luck here in game two, Bruce.
All right. Thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and Lightning are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.